ASSINIBOIA, reported to be potentially a century old, the Assiniboia Minor Ball Association continues as a strong youth sports organization. Numbers in the program range from 180 to 220 players per year and includes ages ranging from 3 and 4-year-olds all the way to 19-year-olds. The AMBA offers both softball and baseball teams, known as the Assiniboia Aces. Registration for the 2024 season was held February 2 and 16, with just over 200 players registered for 15 teams. Outgoing AMBA president, Lane Jepson, said, "Generally the teams will play in the local Wood River League with games held in Assiniboia and away in opposing towns from mid-April to mid-June. The towns vary from year to year, but typically, Wood River League teams hail from Mankota, Glentworth, Gravelburg, Hodgeville, Kincaid, Pontex, Gladmar, Vanguard, Mossbank, Lafleche, Rock Glen, Coronick, Bengo, Ogama, and Avonlea." Jepson said that while waiting for diamonds to dry, some teams may choose to practice indoors in schools' gyms, but space is limited. AMBA also added, depending on their preferred level of competition, teams from AMBA may register to play in AA or AAA leagues that would play games across the province. Many of the teams will also enter numerous regular season tournaments and provincial playoff tournaments sanctioned by Baseball SASC and Softball SASC. Jepson affirmed that Assiniboia Aces have been strong competitors at provincial competition over the years and have come out on top with championship banners as the best team in Saskatchewan the last 3 years in a row. AMBA will look to continue that winning streak as the 18 UA and 1-3 UAA baseball teams, in addition to the U15 softball team, are aiming to vie for gold in their respective provincial championship events in 2024. There are always a number of challenges when it comes to ball season. The first is to ensure there are enough players in each age division for a team, ideally around 12. Having only 9 or 10 players can be a challenge, because if one or two are missing, then it's difficult to field a team. On the other hand, there may be too many players, acknowledges the minor sports organization. Sometimes, 15 to 18 players are not enough to make a second team, but too many players for one, as it is important to keep kids actively engaged during practice and games rather than have too many on the bench. Extra teams come with the challenge of find extra coaches as well as enough trained umpires to cover all the home games on a season's schedule. Any summer activity can attest to the challenges Mother Nature may bring with rain or unfavorable weather conditions. Ball teams know that with roughly a 6-week season, weather can shorten up the season considerably. AMBA is run by a volunteer executive, including Lane Jepson, outgoing president, Brian Ruthven, vice president and equipment coordinator, Carolyn Wilson, outgoing treasurer, Tess Harris, incoming treasurer, Jody Payant, secretary, Jenna Rasmussen, scheduling coordinator, Jesse Lothian, member at large, and Jeff Feely, member at large. Numerous other people help out throughout the year with registration and other tasks, as well a large number of volunteer parents and community members who help coach and manage teams during the season. Jepson notes, the executive's mandate is to ensure every child that wants to play ball has the opportunity, and to reinvest into the sport for the participants, including purchasing a wide range of equipment and upgrades to the facilities as required. AMBA announced that through generous donations and grants over the past couple of years that they will be building 3 new dugouts at the Diamonds located at the fairgrounds this spring. The Assiniboia Aces, baseball and softball teams, welcome fans to their home for the season and appreciate the support of community throughout the ball season.